Hey everybody, the Fight for Air Climb is coming up and TMJ4 is so proud to be a part of it in conjunction with the American Lung Association. And joining me now are two people who know the climb very well. And this is a point to make that you can participate whether you're a beginner or you're a competitive athlete. Hello you guys, Tom McGee and Mandy Riley. Great to have you both here.
Thanks for the invite.
Mandy, let's start with you. Why are you passionate about doing the climb?
This will be my 9th climb. I did 5 in honor of my mom, and this is my 4th one in her memory. So lung disease is something that has affected my family, and I have raised almost $10,000 to help other families not deal with what mine did.
Wow. Tom, you have done these climbs all over the Midwest, multiple states, all different kinds of venues, even just here in Wisconsin, different venues.
Right. Yeah, so I do them nationwide. This upcoming climb will be my 7th in Milwaukee. And I live in Chicago, so I've done quite a few climbs in that region as well.
You're a competitive athlete. Almost seems like for you, it's like a vertical marathon.
Right, that's a great way to describe it. Because a lot of people who compete in these events are horizontal runners. And vertical is a whole nother world. It's a whole nother challenge. As the saying goes, gravity sucks. And that's what you're fighting against. So it's kind of an extreme sport in that regard. So I like the challenge. And I also have a tie to the American Lung because I'm an ex-smoker. So a strong advocate for all they do for smoking cessation and fighting the tobacco companies.
Good for you. How long ago did you quit?
23 years ago.
Wow, good for you. Mandy, what about people who are beginners and they're thinking, I can't climb 30 flights of stairs?
It seems like a daunting task, but if you break it up, if you take breaks, take water breaks, and doing it with a team also helps too. So if I can do it, anyone can.
I like that vote of confidence. Is there any moment that stands out to you, Tom, from all the different climbs that you've done all over the country?
Yeah, well, one in particular wasn't an American Lung climb, but that was climbing in New York, my brother's FDNY, so I climbed the World Trade Center. But in terms of the American Lung climbs, you know, I always set a goal for myself. So I try to beat the time that I set, so I'm competing against myself. So that's always a great feeling of satisfaction. But it's also the camaraderie of climbing with the team and the other hundreds or thousands of people on some of the events. Just a lot of energy.
Yeah, doing it with a team. How about you? Any memory that stands out?
Yes, definitely. There was one where I didn't think I could continue. I looked down and changed my song, and I got a text from my mom, and I figured I'm doing this for her. So
I bet that gave you goosebumps while she was still alive to get that encouragement. Thank you both so much. And I want to make sure that everybody knows that you can race to the top or you can go at your own pace, but space is limited. So register today. Here's what you need to do is go to fightforairclimb.org/TMJ4 or use the QR code you see there on your screen.